The Wisdom Podcast is birthed out of the Wisdom Blog, a digital healing hub of inspired consciousness, sacred and practical wisdom, and the divine teachings of authentic power, living one's truth, and spiritual, or as we call it, unconditional love. Many of the topics that we cover arise out of my work with clients who have chosen to live their life from a place of self-honesty and truth. And in doing so, they quite naturally begin the journey inward, acknowledging their authentic self and their capacity for being love and for choosing to live as their highest self. This is what makes it possible for you to experience genuine happiness and inner peace. Each episode offers divinely inspired teachings and insight for how to live consciously aware, to access your inner wisdom, and to help you make the best choices for living an infinite potential. Join me for consciously inspired truth and new thought paradigms for living an abundant and love-filled life, here and now. Maybe it is one of the hardest decisions to let go of another person and a relationship that you have had all your life. Maybe you have deliberated this for some time and questioned yourself about your decision to step free. Maybe you continue to feel hurt by the comments of family and others who question your choice to be silent, to no longer continue to try, rather to free yourself from being a part of what has been damaging for so long. No one can argue the pain and the hurt caused by repeated abuse and violent action. Yet under the guise of being a family and the pressure to forgive and carry on in a setting where the abuser never changes is self-diminishing. It perpetuates the hurt. It says to the abuser, "It's okay. I can forgive you so that you can feel better. And since nothing has changed, you will find a way to hurt me again." The deep moral wounds of returning to an environment where you are subjected to feel unsafe and to the endless blame and the absence of responsibility continues to damage one's confidence, one's sense of self-pride, and one's spirit. Confusion laid in misguided and wrongful teachings that one continues to be subjected to in the name of being respectful of one's elders and in misusing the true meaning of forgiveness as bribery and guilt allows the abuser to continue. To be free is to free yourself of what you know is wrong, to let go of the pain and suffering that accompanies your sadness and grief for what you were not given in unconditional love, fair and equitable treatment, and respect. When others stand by and allow themselves to be mistreated, even when they speak up against this, if they continue in the relationship with the abuser, they are sending the clear message that it is okay. I'll forgive you. You can do this again when you lose control. You don't have to stop. I write and speak these words to give you permission to set yourself free. Free of the dread and the pressure to conform because of what others say and do. You are free to evaluate your feelings and to validate your need to be safe, comfortable, and to feel peace. Yes, when a family member is abusive, and as the history suggests that they will continue to be this, you are not alone. You are allowed to take it upon yourself to break free. Free may be in choosing to let go of this relationship, to no longer be pressured by false pretenses and the wishes of others who want to justify their own actions, by continuing in this dreadful dance of allowing and condoning abuse. By being vulnerable, you place yourself in a position where you will be wrongly blamed, where lies and untruths will be spoken against you, and words and actions accusing you, belittling you, and egging you to fight back. Yet there is no fight. If you want to be at peace in situations where another has no desire for true change, only to pretend their momentary good behavior is real, you first must choose to be free. Freedom is to place the care you hold for yourself above all else. Freedom is to choose peace, to no longer be coerced into fixing the problem and the relationship that is unrepairable because the other person refuses to see anything wrong with their words and actions. They are not willing to take responsibility for their repeated behavior or to make lasting change out of a sincere and steadfast desire with self-honesty. You can only have a relationship with someone who is wholly self-responsible, who is willing to be honest and truthful and live by this, who accepts that they have created much damage and harm and is willing to act upon what is needed to self-correct, to be truly remorseful, and to no longer continue to inflict pain and hurt. If you are someone who places a great deal of importance on the actions of personal growth and accountability, and in living honest and truthful, it will be easier to understand that some people refuse to see themselves with honesty, and instead point their finger in blame of others. What is important is to remember that you are not wrong for no longer wishing to subject yourself to harmful behavior, to abusive words and actions, broken promises, false hope, damaging justifications that continue to be spoken, in an effort to engage you and evoke your anger and defensiveness. To be free, you must choose this. Choose to live your life in the safety and brilliance of your heart. Choose yourself over generational conditioning, drama, systemic patterns of abuse and trauma that perpetuate itself because others continue to be misguided in their hope and in their desire to blindly believe that if you are part of a family, then you must conform. You must come together and put up with the distressing behavior. You must forgive it without question. You must continue to show love even when you see and know that the other person has no interest in lasting change. To be free, you must provide yourself with the love you need. You must no longer tolerate what is unacceptable and damaging, even when those closest to you will continue to choose this. Love does not ask that we put ourselves in harm's way deliberately. If someone is harmful, we are allowed to turn and walk away. We are allowed to be free to no longer follow the ignorant rules of our family of origin that blame us for choosing self-care and self-love. You can be free by saying no to the cycle repeating itself. You can forgive another and no longer choose to be abused. Yes, there can be sadness for what has already happened. Yes, you may feel hurt that this was the pattern in your life, and yet grateful that you recognize this and have chosen to no longer suffer for the sake of making others feel better, and happy that you are giving yourself a choice. You no longer need to apologize for the choices that honor you. Most of all, to be free is to decide and hold to the decisions that honor you, that allow you to choose comfort, peace, and self-love. These are choices that those who abuse live in absence of. When you place yourself in a situation where there is a fear of mistreatment and a likelihood that you will receive the absence of kindness and respect, and instead the false sense of security that this person conveys, you are a prisoner. You have imprisoned yourself. Be free. It is important to acknowledge when another is unwilling and therefore unable to correct their words and actions. Accept that it is up to you to free yourself and to live in the peace of your heart in support of you. Give yourself permission, followed by acceptance, permission to do the right thing for you. Acceptance of the situation, even when you would have decided it to be different. Acceptance of what is. Acceptance that you alone cannot be responsible for the choices of others, and that this experience, for however long you have endured it, can be given up to God and the universe. It can be released. It happened, and now you are no longer choosing or allowing its possibility. This is because you are choosing to set yourself free. When you feel sadness for the suffering you have gone through, when you feel sadness for the injustice and the harm, imagine, envision, visualize all of the hurt releasing from you. See it rise up to God to be healed again and again. Your suffering will lessen. You will be able to focus on the present moment and the freedom that you have chosen and the love that you feel unconditionally for yourself. You are safe in this moment and each moment that you choose to be free. Thank you for freeing yourself. This is Dorothy Sonori Juno. Namaste.
Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the Wisdom Blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being, and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.